Okay. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and call to order this session of the Story County Board of Supervisors, serving as the official County Board of Canvases. So we, the undersigned members of the Story County Board of Canvas, hereby certify the following to be true and correct abstracts of the votes cast in this county at the 2012 general election held on Tuesday, November 6, 2012, as shown by the tally sheet returned from their several election precincts. Now, are you ready?
Oh. If I may present you with a small token for your work as election officials.
Definitely. It's under $2 and $3, so that's good.
So we got all our
electricity. Just what I need.
Good.
A
little pen.
Nice.
Ooh, super. That is great. Okay. For the office of President and Vice President, Mitt Romney, Paul Ryan, Republican, received 19,668 votes. Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Democratic, received 26,192 votes. Virgil Good, James Clymer, Constitution, received 65 votes. Jill Stein and Sherry Hankala, Iowa Green Party, received 139 votes. Gary Johnson, James P. Gray, Libertarian, received 727 votes. Gloria LaRiva Stephanie Bachman, Party for Socialism and Liberation, received 12 votes. James Harris, Allison Kennedy, Social Workers Party, received 12 votes. Jim Litzel, nominated by petition, received 85 votes. Scattering was 250, so the total votes was 47,150. Okay. So, you ready for me to move on to the next one? Okay, for the U.S. House of Representatives District 4, Stephen King, Republican, received 18,493 votes. Christy Vilsack, Democratic, received 26,161 votes. Martin James Monroe, nominated by petition, received 1,042 votes. Scattering, 55. Total was 45,751 votes cast. Moving on to Senate District 24. Jerry Bain, Republican, received 1,726 votes. Shelley Stotts, Democratic, received 1,364 votes. Scattering, 2. Total was 3,092 votes. Moving on to State Representative District 45. Dane Nielsen, Republican, received 5,081 votes. Beth Russell-Crochelle, Democratic, received 8,699 votes. Eric Cooper, Libertarian, received 888 votes. Scattering, 26. Total cast was 14,694 votes.
You got a judge in armor.
You bet. State Representative District 46, Stephen Quits, the Republican, received 5,209 votes. Lisa Heddens, Democratic, received 8,830 votes. Scattering, 28, total 14,067 votes. Moving on to State Representative District 48, Robert Bacon, Republican, received 1,735 votes. Becky Perkovic, Democratic, received 1,354 votes, scattering 3. Total votes were 3,092 votes. Moving on to State Representative District 49, David Deal, Republican, 7,114 votes. Kevin Erickson, Democratic, 4,970 votes, scattering 12. Total votes were 12,096. County Board of Supervisors, Wayne E. Clinton, Democratic, received 26,398 votes. Loris Olson, nominated by petition, received 10,028 votes. Scattering was 142. Total votes was 36,568. We therefore declare Wayne E. Clinton duly elected for the office of the County Board of Supervisors for a term of 4 years. Now for County Auditor. Lucy Martin, Democratic, received 25,250 votes. Ty Redford Stewart, Republican, received 17,052 votes, scattering 61. Total votes were 42,363. We therefore declare Lucy Martin duly elected for the office of County Auditor for a term of 4 years. For County Sheriff, Paul H. Fitzgerald, Democratic, received 33,497 votes. Scattering was 959, totaling 34,456 votes. We therefore declare Paul H. Fitzgerald duly elected for the office of County Sheriff for a term of 4 years. Okay, then moving on to the Township Trustees. Collins Township Trustees. Stephen C. Shipton, 148 votes. Scattering 2, total 150. We therefore declare Stephen C. Shipton duly elected for the office of Collins Township Trustee for a term of 4 years. Franklin Township Trustee Thomas H. Judge, 951 votes. Scattering 17, total 968. We therefore declare Thomas H. Judge duly elected for the office of Franklin Township Trustee for a term of 4 years. Now, moving on. Don't need to read this information at the top, I suppose. Grant Township Trustees. Mike Baker, one vote. Gary Bates, one vote. Suzanne Brecky, two votes. John Clouch, C-L-O-U-G-H, one vote. Neil Cloyd, one vote. Jason Hendricks, one vote. Cindy Hildebrand, one vote. Dennis Kingsbury, one vote. Charles Lloyd, two votes. Tyler Nesbitt, one vote. Kelly Sheets, one vote. Mike Spurlock, one vote. David Swinson, three votes. Scattering 3, total 20. We therefore declare David Swinson duly elected for the office of Grant Township Trustee for a term of 4 years. Now, Howard Township Trustee Paul R. Risdahl received 212 votes, scattering 4, total 216. We therefore declare Paul N. Risdahl duly elected for the office of Howard Township Trustee for a term of 4 years.
Going to draw lots for Indian Creek Township. It was a tie. We have two candidates, Brian Humphreys and Doug Uthe. They're going to go into the hat.
Okay, Mr. Vice Chair will draw.
Vice Chair of the Board of Supervisors and Board of Canvassers is going to draw
Doug Uthe.
Okay.
Add that.
And Doug Uthe will be for, again, which is the township?
Indian Creek Township.
Indian Creek, okay. By lot, okay.
Good looking hat there.
Okay. So, basically, we didn't need to mention any of these on this page. Is that correct on the next page that lists Indian Creek Township trustees? Okay, great. Okay, so under the Indian Creek Trustees, Mike Kogenhauer received one vote, Kevin Erickson one vote, John Falvy, one vote, Craig Hand one vote, Brian Humphreys two votes, Larry Jacobson, one vote. James Long, one vote. Carol Nickel, one vote. Tom Pluckett, one vote. Bob Pritchett, one vote. And Doug Uthe received two votes. Greg Veers received one vote, scattering zero, total 14. So we therefore declare Doug Uthe duly elected to the office of Indian Creek Township for a term of 4 years. That would be the correct way to say that. Is that correct? Okay. Under Lafayette Township trustee, Gary L. Uthe received 212 votes, scattering four, total 216. We therefore declare Gary L. Uthe duly elected to the office of Lafayette Township trustee for a term of 4 years. Okay. Lincoln Township, Philip McBride, 110 votes, scattering zero, totaled 110. We therefore declare Philip McBride duly elected to the office of Lincoln Township trustee for a term of 4 years. Milford Township trustee, Robert W. Jacobson, 230 votes, scattering two, total 232. We therefore declare Robert W. Jacobson duly elected for the office of Milford Township trustee for a term of 4 years. Nevada Township trustee, Jeff Collins, received 343 votes, scattering 5, total 348. We therefore declare Jeff Collins duly elected to the office of Nevada Township trustee for a term of 4 years. New Albany Township trustee, Larry R. Hosteller, received 162 votes, scattering 0, total votes 162. We therefore declare Larry R. Hosteller duly elected for the office of New Albany Township trustee for a term of 4 years. Moving on to Palestine Township trustee, Ronald Finch, 3 votes. Alan Schoening, 2 votes. Arlen Sheldahl, 2 votes. Scattering, 23. Total, 30. We therefore declare Ronald Finch duly elected to the office of Palestine Township trustee for a term of 4 years.
Okay, for Sherman Township, we have to draw lots as well.
Okay.
But you want Richland is first, so maybe you want to read that one first.
Richland, okay. Richland, we have Larry E. Hall, received 162 votes, scattering 4, total of 166. We therefore declare Larry E. Hall duly elected to the office of Richland Township Trustees for a term of 4 years.
Okay, for Sherman, we have a three-way tie. Terry Calhoun, Arden Greiner, and Blake Sorum are all going into the hat.
Okay, and Supervisor Paul Toot, acting the canvassers, will draw from the lot.
Blake Sorum.
Okay. Blake Sorum. Okay. Under the Sherman Township Trustees, Don Brown had one vote, Terry Calhoun had two, Arden Greiner two, Rex Hansacker one, Jim Reese one, Matt Reese one, Blake Sorum two votes, Paul Sparrow one, Dennis Wilkerning one vote, scattering zero, total 12. We therefore declare Blake Sorum duly elected to the office of Sherman Township Trustee for a term of 4 years. Okay, Union Township Trustee, Stacy Link, 171 votes, scattering one, total 172. We therefore declare Stacy Link duly elected to the office of Union Township Trustee for a term of 4 years. Warren Township Trustee, David Granzo, 96 votes, scattering 0, total 96. We therefore declare David Granzo duly elected to the office of Warren Township Trustee for a term of 4 years. Washington Township Trustee, Becky Christensen, 1 vote. Allison Easter, 1 vote. Robert Finch, 1 vote. Tim Gleason, 1 vote. Connie Hardy, 1 vote. Mark Harris, 1 vote. Cynthia Hyde, 1 vote. Barbara Kess, I'm not sure, one vote, K-E-S, and I'm not sure what that is, and I behind it. And then Kenneth Kohler received one vote. Ray Ringenberg, two votes, scattering zero, total 11. We therefore declare Ray Ringenberg duly elected to the office of Washington Township Trustee for a term of 4 years. Franklin Township Trustee, vacant. Steve Forth, four votes. Stephen Howell, five votes. Scattering, 64 votes. Total 73. We therefore declare Stephen Howell duly elected for the office of Franklin Township Trustee, vacant. Okay, moving on to New Albany Township Trustee, vacant. Christy Guy, three votes. Dennis O'Neill, one. Alex Patrick, one. Ron Farsi, P-H-A-R-E-S, Farris. Ferris, okay, thank you. Ferris, one vote. Adam Sissom, one vote. Bill Tucker, one. Scattering, one. Total, 9. We therefore declare Christy Guy duly elected to the office of New Albany Township Trustee, vacant. Franklin Township Clerk, vacant. Mary J. Bachman, or Buckman, received 913 votes, scattering 5. Total was 918. We therefore declare Mary J. Buckman duly elected to the office of Franklin Township Clerk, vacant. Richland Township Clerk, vacant. Deborah K. Thompson, 155 votes, scattering 4. Total, 159. We therefore declare Deborah K. Thompson duly elected for the office of Richland Township Clerk, vacant. Okay. And moving on to County Public Hospital Trustee. Elizabeth Hertz, 25,204 votes. Patrick Sheets, 22,340 votes. Scattering, 245. Total, 47,749 votes. We therefore declare Elizabeth Hertz and Patrick Sheets duly elected to the office of County Public Hospital Trustees, each for a term of 6 years. Soil and Water Conservation, Mark Chomlin, received 23,589 votes. Steve Fales received 21,553 votes. Amber Anderson Emba received 20,904 votes. Scattering 257, total 66,303. We therefore declare Mark Chomlin, Steve Fales, F-A-L-E-S, and Amber Anderson, MEBA, duly elected for the Office of Soil and Water Conservation, each for the term of 4 years. Okay. County Agricultural Extension, Catherine Miller, 22,332. Leonard Foley, 20,960 votes. Gene Severide, 20,663 votes. Robert C. Krause, 21,458 votes, scattering 306, totaling 85,689 votes. Wow. We therefore declare Catherine Miller, Leonard Foley, Gene Severide, Robert C. Krause, duly elected to the Office of County Agricultural Extension, each for a term of 4 years. Colo Council at Large, vacant. Paul R. Conrad, 324 votes. Scattering 15, total 339. We therefore declare Paul R. Conrad duly elected for the Office of Colo Council at Large, vacant. Huxley Council at Large, vacant. David Kuhn, 1,134 votes, scattering 40, total 1,174. We therefore declare David Kuhn duly elected for the office of Huxley Council at Large, vacant. Supreme Court Justice Edward Mansfield. For the question, there were 27,454 votes. Against the question, there were 7,015 votes. Total was 34,469. Supreme Court Justice Thomas D. Waterman. For the question, there were 27,126 votes. Against the question, there were 7,097 votes. Total votes were 34,223. Supreme Court Justice Davis S. Wiggins. For the question, 23,988 votes. Against the question, 13,668 votes. Total votes were 37,656 votes. Supreme Court Justice Bruce B. Zager. For the question, 26,976 votes. Against the question, 7,086 votes. Total votes were 34,062. Court of Appeals, Judge Michael R. Mullins. For the question, 26,140 votes. Against the question, 5,987 votes. Total, 32,127. Court of Appeals, Judge Mary Ellen Tabor. For the question, 26,224 votes. Against the question, 5,960 votes. Totals were 32,184 votes. Court of Appeals, Judge Nirayavisaran, Vatisaran.
Is that common spelling on that one?
Yeah.
Spelling.
A in her, it is pronounced, spelled A-N-U-R-A-D-H-A, and last name V-A-I-T-H-E-S-W-A-R-A-N. For the question, 24,924 votes. Against the question, 6,909 votes. Total votes, 31,833 votes. District Court 2B, Judge Stephen J. Orth, O-E-T-H, I guess, O-E-T-H. For the question, 25,767. Against the question, 5,948 votes. Total votes were 31,715. District Court 2B Judge Dale E. Rue. For the question, 25,952 votes. Against the question, 5,958 votes. Total votes cast, 31,910. District Court 2B, Judge John Stobie. S-T-O-E-B-E. For the question, 25,893 votes. Against the question, 5,854 votes. Total votes, 31,747. District Court 2B Judge Kurt L. Wilkie. For the question, 25,848. Against the question, 5,848. Total votes were 31,696. District Court 2B Associate Judge Paul B. Allers. For the question, 25,633 votes. Against the question, 5,945 votes. Total votes, 31,578. And then we move on to District Court 2B Associate Judge Angela L. Doyle. For the question, 26,128 votes. Against the question, 5,631 votes. Total votes were 31,759. District Court 2B Associate Judge Lawrence E. Johns. For the question, 26,052 votes. Against the question, 5,922 votes. Total votes, 31,974. And District Court 2B Associate Judge Kim M. Riley. For the question, 26,099 votes. Against the question, 5,644 votes. Total votes were 31,743. And now I will turn to the Commissioner of Elections and ask if Danny Dunham, who is the election guru, do you have any comments to add regarding the outcome of the election?
Thank you. Yes, I do. We had a total of 237 provisionals, and of that, or it's actually not, what was it, 286. Total. Of that total, the 237 were accepted and 49 rejected. And the breakdown of the rejections are the following. 3 absentee ballots were received, 25 that did not have Election Day registration information. 1 was an inactive voter with no identification. 3 voters had moved within precincts but did not have identification. 3 no ballots had gone through the machine. 2 no proof of voting rights being restored. 1 no signature on the provisionals. And 11 voted out of precinct.
Okay. So, is there any other business that need to come before the Board of Canvass at this time?
Then I will move that we declare the canvass complete and certify the results of the election to the proper jurisdiction.
Second.
Then moved and second that we certify that the canvass is complete and certify the results to the election commission. Roll call. Sanders.
Aye.
Toot.
Aye.
Clinton. Aye. It is official.
Move adjournment.
Second.
Been moved and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. And ta-da, ta-da, ta-da.